Do you think you can handle it?
Make some noise!
Gossip and help us!
Call security!
Yeah, boy!
Welcome in to Gossip and Help Us, Michelle.
And Rochelle.
Rochelle, how are you?
There you go, rolling your tongue. It's not clear heel time. Slow down. We ain't got there yet.
You know, it's that time. You know, the heifers always get down with the get down. It's time to, you know, get some news. Get the real talk that we offer you every week on the show. This is an excellent opportunity for you to expose your brand on the Gossip and Heifer Show. Not only are you getting streaming and FM radio, you're getting the podcast replays. New subscribers weekly. More information, contact us at gossipandheifers@gmail.com. And you can visit the website, gossipandheifers.com.
Yes.
What?
Such a little. Ooh, I ain't gonna say that.
So, how you feeling, Heffa? You know, you've been.
I feel good. I took me a nap. I'm powered.
Yeah, you know what? I was just thinking right before we had to, you know, get on with this talk show.
I don't know what happened.
You was in a real bad state.
I feel like somebody slipped me something. Let's check y'all, Negroes. But I took a power nap. I feel great.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm here.
Yes, I'm glad to be here also. Let's go ahead and get to it with Conspiracy Sister.
First, a political statement, if I may.
Another idea stolen from the black man.
Blackness confirmed. You got so.
Thank you.
This is Conspiracy Sister saving my people from the something place. Shall we have a sip on some of this black power tea? Before I start this story, Texas law, a long-established law, that states a person does not have to identify themselves unless they have been lawfully arrested. Now, let's get to the story.
Okay.
Clarence, black man, black father, chilling with his family on his property, y'all. Pay taxes, mortgage. Now, Clarence Evans was chilling before a punk pig with a high booty and extremely tight polyester suit came up in his yard, breaking up the family affairs. Now, this is what bothers me about this punk. And I ain't saying this about all cops, but this cop particularly is a pig and a punk. First, you're going to come up here and question me about my dog. Somebody reported that the dog was stolen. Now, Clarence makes calmly, I got paperwork and the damn dog got a chip. So then the punk polyester wearing Houston, Texas police officer, and this is shameful because this was in Houston, so I'm embarrassed, proceeds to tell him to put his hands behind his back and calls him Reg. My brother's like, whoa. I don't know no Reg. Well, who you talking to? Then the cop starts to tell him about a warrant from Louisiana for a brother named Quentin. Now, Reg was the nickname. My name ain't Reg, and your punk ain't putting no cuffs on me. You're shaking more than a hooker in church. Now, if you are scary, you don't deserve to be a cop. You shouldn't be a cop.
Nope.
That's why my punk ain't no cop. You know why? Because I'm scary. This man starts harassing him, putting hands all over him.
Yeah.
You can hear the panic in his wife. My sister's like, don't take my king. Leave him alone. The brother wasn't going down. That's one thing I like about Clarence. Clarence won't finna let you punk him up. They finally pull up the picture of Quentin. Girl, this is just another black man with locks. So I guess all black men with locks look alike. You know, I need this racist profiling punk name put out there.
Yeah.
Because this was nothing but straight up racist profiling. Disrespected this black man in front of his wife. Disrespected this black man in front of his children. But I don't told you black people before. He doing his job. Before slaves was free, you ain't had popo. You know what you had? You had slave catchers.
Ooh.
Same star. When Negroes got free, what you got? Police. Conspiracy Sister is out.
I'm so tired of watching these videos, but it was funny to watch this cop trying to, you know, ball on this man. He nervous as I don't know what.
Yeah, I mean, he's shaking more than a hooker in church. What's wrong with you? This is why I say, look, if you're scary, don't try to be a cop.
And that's a fear factor. I'm like, first of all, you approached him.
Yeah.
And had you approached him with a little common courtesy, first you approached with the stolen dog theory. Now we're talking about a Louisiana warrant.
I got warrants. Ain't got no warrants. My name ain't Quentin. But you know, I think they need to change also the police uniform.
They do.
Because have you not noticed every summer they start shooting black people?
It's a higher level.
It's a higher level. It's that hot polyester suit mixed with racism in heat. It's a bad mix.
And then you eating donuts on top of that. That don't help.
Girl, make it his spread, make it butt cheeks. That's why that cop butt was so high on his neck. His booty was up there.
You know what?
Orangutan booty.
But I agree. They do need to have, and the mailman too. Everybody who's wearing a uniform, I think the only comfortable uniform I've seen is UPS. I haven't really gotten a close up on it, but it's more like a cotton like feel.
Yeah,
you know, something a little breezy.
Just make your folks take their stuff to the doggone cleaners and make sure it's pressed. Yeah. See, polyester don't wrinkle like that. So I guess they want them all crisp and hot with attitude.
Oh my God, that is a bad mixture. Speaking of bad mixtures, let's get the headline news. And hey. I cannot believe that they have actually got this bill in Alabama against abortion at any stage. Regardless if you are, God forbid, taken advantage of sexually, some molestation goes down. I mean, anything of that nature.
Let me tell you, so they passed that bill for one. This is Alabama, Michelle. So don't be surprised. It was the last state to allow mixed marriage.
Where we at really in society? I thought that took place like in the 20s, you know, and I'm just like, what are, you know, our bodies, our mind, our contributions to society? But when is that respected?
Never. And I'm hearing that a woman actually wrote the bill.
I know. And I saw this stuff, but you know what? The reason she signed it, she ain't never been touched. That's why she signed this in two.
But you know why I really think they're passing this bill?
Why?
Because more white women abort their children.
Yes.
Mexicans, Latinos, they Catholic. They don't believe in birth control. And they don't believe in abortions. And black folks is popping them babies out too. So they got to slow the rate of the country turning brown.
Right. I don't know what the statistics are in Alabama as far as, you know, demographic wise. So let's just, you know, move on. I'm just like,
I'm sure it'll be easy to divide because it's still segregated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think technology is a wonderful thing because they're using face recognition technology nowadays.
Yeah.
And there is one place that has banned it, and that's San Francisco.
I don't blame them. Good for you, San Francisco.
Yeah, they voted last week to ban it, the use of the software by police and other city departments.
It could be a mix-up. You know, I'm serious. What if you do a crime? Or mama did a crime.
Right.
Y'all have us look just alike. Facebook even confused y'all. What if you got a cousin that you look just alike? Or maybe you twins.
Right.
One evil, one good.
Right.
This ain't right. They doing too much. And, you know, it'd be bad for black folks because they always think we look alike.
Right. Goes back to conspiracy sister. He had locks, so you must be the one.
That's right. You black with locks. Get in here, Negro.
Man, but I'm glad least to say San Francisco's taking charge of the situation because I'm not down with that either. So also we got the news right in Baytown where a woman was shot 5 times by a Baytown police officer. This woman and the officer, they knew each other because that's, you know, the community he patrols.
Lived there too.
Exactly. And I can see where the altercation took place. And she did pop that taser on his ass. I'm not going to lie. I saw a little spark. You know,
let me tell you something. Let me show you how it feels.
Right.
Because they're tasing me for no reason.
My thing about it is, if you live in that community and you know this woman has mental issues, I just don't see how it took 5 shots to this woman to, you know, detain her.
Yeah.
You know?
She ain't that crazy because she was talking about, I'm pregnant. I'm trying, you know, she was trying to get that food off of her.
And I think she was also hollering, I'm just playing.
Yeah, well, she felt like she knew him.
Right.
That may have been where the downfall started.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, you playing, right?
Right.
You joking?
But I think that's a big issue with the police and their relationship with the black community because I don't know the people that patrol the neighborhood. I forgot that officer that I think is out in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Tommy, I know is his first name.
Okay.
But he's always on social media interacting with his neighborhood.
Even before they banned him.
Right. That was a sad thing.
The community made him stop.
That showed a positive interaction with the community and a police officer. And I think that's where we are. As a police department, you're not really getting to know the people in the neighborhood.
No, you're not.
You're still taking the opportunity to, you know, do like this situation.
I think they got jealous.
I don't know what it was. It's just sad. Also, sadly, I saw some video footage, we all did, of the 75-year-old man that was pushed from a bus.
Man. You know what? I'm so glad. Because there's no way I could have been on that bus and witnessed that crap.
First of all, this happened out in Las Vegas, and the man later died after he was pushed out the door off the stop bus.
Yeah, a week later.
An agitated woman. Now, the thing about it is, the woman is only like 24, 23.
And she in the millennium.
Okay.
Or whatever you call them.
And she has been known to be very aggressive with the passengers on the bus.
Oh, and they still let that heifer ride?
That's why I'm like, dude, y'all have to pay more attention. When people are telling you, look, every time I ride the bus, she's snapping, having an attitude. And I mean, that right there was the ultimate. If you guys saw this footage of this man being tossed off this bus, I mean, I hate to see anybody abuse and mistreat elderly people and children.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I hope they do the heifer the same way and go to jail.
Man,
because they got a warrant out for it.
They got not only, she's looking at murder charges.
Yeah, she need to.
That's sad. I mean, just people, let's just control yourselves. I understand. And that's the thing about it. When people have a little position that they feel is a powerful position, yes, you are driving people to their destination. So you feel you could talk to them any kind of way because they're riding a bus that you don't own.
Yeah, I mean, she's just a rider, though, ain't she?
No, she's the driver.
Oh, my God. I did not realize that heifer was the driver.
Yes.
Shut your mouth.
And you know, you could see.
And the bus system kept, didn't fire her.
Yeah, exactly. See what I'm talking about? Pay attention.
That's, you know what? So not only does she need to go to jail, the bus system need to be sued.
Yeah, they need to be. Oh,
whoever that is.
The family, you could understand whoever his surviving family members are, you could best believe a wrongful death suit is going to be coming soon.
It need to be.
Yeah. Also, we have Uber in the news.
Oh, what
and this is a new feature that they're going to have on their app where they have a new quiet mode for readers who don't want to talk to their drivers.
What?
Right.
Wait a minute. They're going to have a quiet mode? So what are they going to do? Get in your car.
So if the passenger selects a driver, they have a choice to have quiet preferred or happy to chat.
Okay.
So, you know, if you prefer a quiet ride, I don't really want to interact and have a conversation with you. Cool. Because there's actually been complaints on Twitter about drivers being too chatty.
Well, you know, I could probably understand.
Right.
You know. There's a certain degree of how you doing, unless, you know, how was your day? Okay. I don't want to hear your life story.
Yeah, because you will get some passengers that are very friendly. They engage in a casual conversation. And there's some that will have a brief greeting with you, and they are quiet the rest of the ride. That's cool.
I'm good with that.
I'm good.
You know, I'm happy when I get a woman in my chair to get a hair done and don't want to talk. Because it's rare.
All that yakety-yak all the time.
Yeah, I don't care about your kids.
So that's a feature that will be coming to Uber soon, and they're also going to be adding another feature, which is extended pickup period, because usually when you are at your destination, they have so long to get to your car before you can leave or call them. So when they are extending it, so because I know basically it's 5 minutes, so now they can extend it to 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but that's a little extra, of course. You know, you want
of course, you want more time, more money.
You want me to sit in this parking lot, you know.
Yeah. That's good though for the driver though.
Exactly. So I'm hoping that they are picking up on new benefits, you know, not only for the company, but for the drivers, man. That's the main
thing. Well, you know, I'm sure after that doggone strike they had, maybe this is what happened. I don't know. But I hope they have their app up to date with all this new stuff.
Yes. All right. Let's go to a break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Gossip and Heffa Show.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your boy Rodney Perry, comedian extraordinaire, and I'm on with the Gossip and Heffa. Hey, Rochelle, where
y'all at? I'm gonna have a BF. Oh my God, she's gonna have a bitch fit. Oh,
no. Don't have a BF.
You are in big trouble.
All right, it's Heffa time with the BF segment every week. Get off the chest, let people know what's going down. And of course, I'm sure we have some fitness buffs out in the audience. You go to the gym, you want to get your workout on, feel great about yourself, and get the physical strength you want.
Yes!
But you can barely do it when somebody's sitting on some equipment for a long, extended period of time on their phone. Just sitting there.
You know, we talked about that once before.
Right.
About folks are sitting on the doggone equipment. But you know what? Another pet peeve that we both noticed? You got one nasty person there that sweats up a storm.
Oh, God.
They look nasty, and they don't wipe nothing down behind themselves.
Going from one piece of equipment to another. I'm like, dude, they have signs everywhere. Please wipe down your equipment.
And you ain't doing nothing. But, I need to say something to them. You know, I'm going to go to that guy, that big black Wakanda man that's working there
girl,
now.
Girl, start that.
Yes. There's a Wakanda man working there, y'all. I went in there on another level, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, if I could be quiet, don't say nothing. He's like, let me scan your key. I'm like, baby.
You
can scan more than the key. I didn't do it, though. I did not go there. But then also we were working out in a certain area with the abs and the hip area.
Right.
And somebody was funking. Somebody was, baby, the twang was on a level 100. Now, one thing my mama always told me, I don't care how much you sweat. Right. If you wash your ass properly.
Right.
You won't stink.
Right. But unfortunately, somebody has not been home trained properly.
Funky. Funky.
I mean, because you see everybody up in there that's, you know, really put in a good workout and they have sweat all over them, but you don't smell nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because they wash their booty properly. Mama said.
You've lost your mind. Hey, all right, let's get to it. Word on the street.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Word on the street.
Just listen to this.
Give it some.
Clear Heels
mm-hmm.
in the house.
The convention is coming.
Clear Heels convention.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be the key spokesperson.
I was just going to say, is it Joe Potter? That's all I want to know. Is it Joe Potter?
Look, speaking of Uber again, Beyonce flipped this money, okay?
What'd she do?
Back in 2015, she did a performance, and they offered her $6 million for this performance. No, so she was like, won't you give me some stock? So when she flipped the money that she could have made, so the $6 million, she turned that into over $300 million.
That's what you call a bee sting, baby.
And then you add in the $60 she made from Netflix. I'm like, come girl. On now. B is killing.
Girl, yeah, Jay-Z better be faithful, baby.
Okay.
Let me tell you, because, yeah, she killing, like you said. I know Jay-Z got money, but he ain't got Beyonce money.
Yeah, it takes a whole lot of hustling. He's up there, but Beyonce money, that's some real, real money. And Tiger Woods has been hit with a wrongful death lawsuit by the parents of an employee of his Florida eatery.
What?
Yeah, he and his girlfriend, who is the general manager of this Florida restaurant they have, are facing a wrongful death lawsuit brought by the parents of a 24-year-old bartender of the eatery. And they're saying that he was battling alcoholism and they engaged in over, serving him alcohol. They pretty much engaged him more into, drinking. Right.
I'm just saying, you can't just say somebody shoving drinks down your throat.
Well, this happened right before he was killed in a drunk driving incident. So
it sounded like the poor child had an alcohol problem.
He had an alcohol problem, if you are aware of a person that has a abuse problem,
maybe they're not aware.
They could not be aware, but maybe they served him over the limit that he could have had if he was going to drive.
How we know he wasn't taking shots on the clock?
You got to evaluate. I don't believe
that Tiger Woods. Even I'm not a Tiger Woods fan. He's a Becky lover, but I'm decided. I just don't feel that nobody would common sense would hire an alcoholic.
Well, just saying,
to that degree.
The lawsuit is now alleging that Tiger knew or reasonably should have known that he was addicted to alcohol.
Should have known,
Should have known, would have known.
Could have, would have. I'd be rich if I had died.
Remember last filling out the application and they ask you if you have a substance problem. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I would think that would be on a resume if you want to be a bartender.
Right, right.
Or you want to work in a cannabis lab, for which I couldn't.
Right.
The cannabis, that is. But,
you dumb.
I'm just saying, I feel bad for the family.
Right.
But to me, it looked like they tried to just get a little change.
Well, I mean, they could be, but we'll see. Because, right now, everything has to go through the process. And
yeah, it's funny how Tiger Woods just made his comeback.
Right.
you killed my child. It's just convenient. That's all I'm saying.
Well, hopefully that's not the case.
Don't be surprised.
I would not be surprised. Now, remember that rant that Howard Stern went on about Wendy Williams?
Yes.
Okay, he has actually came out and apologized for it.
Howard Stern's apologized? What in the Sam's Hill is this?
Now, look, the movie Private Parts, which is one of our favorite
movies. Yeah, yeah.
And he actually, behind the scenes, is a sincere person. He really cares, and he's very feeling, because that's why I think he reacted the way he did, because he and Wendy know each other. They got history. Yeah.
And Wendy was popping off, and he got sensitive.
He felt the opinion of his book didn't have anything to do with her opinion about him being too Hollywood. That would mean, yeah. He got offended. So he reacted, but he apologized. And Wendy was like, hey, regardless if you apologize or not, you're still my dog.
Oh, well, that's good. That's beautiful. You notice how things are getting better with other people since she got rid of that.
Yes, Disney. Lord.
Charlamagne,
yes.
And her back to being cool.
Oh, my God.
Now her and Howard. I really see great things happening for Wendy.
And
now
I can actually tolerate watching her now.
I did watch her a little shortly after.
I'm not going to lie.
I said she seems to be more pleasant.
Right. And she's actually opening up more about her divorce. Last we talked about it, he wants alimony and child support for a 19-year-old.
I'm going to say Dubai. Bye. I'm so sick of these doggone Pams.
Little leeches. I'm like, my God. So I'm glad that she's actually got new place and dating and, getting all kind of stuff coming her way. So like I said, it's good energy going around with Wendy.
That's good. Mm-hmm. She got rid of the evil.
And speaking of getting rid of evil, Empire will not be returning.
Damn. She says did Jesse do that too? Did Jesse destroy it?
I think it's run its course, honestly.
I know a lot of black folks have just been done
with
watching.
Its course. I think that when the gorilla suit came out, I was done.
Gorilla suit. And when your boy pulled that other man's head back and started tonguing. And I don't think a lot of people have any issues with the gay community.
No.
I don't want to see heterosex too much.
Right, exactly.
I can watch that on Pornhub, but that's what I want to see. Give me a script.
Right, I want to see dialogue.
Yes! That their script and stuff was just everywhere.
It was, because I was like on for the first two seasons. Yeah. And then the dialogue just went like, somebody taking tomatoes and you're just hitting the wall. I'm like, where are we going with this?
The buggy. Y'all never clarified that.
And Jesse's situation does not help either.
No, I think Jesse is really the one to put pissed on the fire.
But that, and also Stars has been canceled.
Stars should have been canceled a long time
ago. Couldn't do Stars.
Let me tell you something. I had a customer that asked me, do you watch Star?
Hell.
I said no, and I tried to watch it. No. The non-actingness worked my nerves. When that girl was trying to come out about her father molesting her or something, that's when I stopped.
Right.
Because the acting was so bad.
It's time for some new type of imagery.
I heard 50 Cent is about to wrap it up too.
Oh, 50 going, but 50's going at back and forth with BET now.
I heard rumors because I don't watch his show.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of that episode?
Power.
Power. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard Power's about to end.
Yeah. Game of Thrones, everything. Then that's the one I'm heartbroken about. Don't get me started on that.
Yes.
Now, speaking of being replaced, honey. Now, Steve Harvey is having a tough time right now because his talk show has officially been canceled. And they are replacing him as a host on Little Big Shots.
I'm like, what happened?
You know what? I'm just like back to back, dude.
But both of those shows are with the same company. It was a CBN.
NBC.
NBC. Mm. WNBC. Yeah. That's Howard Stern's fault. But anyway. So I just wonder what happened behind closed doors.
I think, like I said, my personal opinion is Steve has been very successful, but I think sometimes when you oversaturate the market with stuff, that sometimes you can kind of wear out the audience. And I think that might be the point because Steve is, working like 15, 20 jobs. And then I know he's doing, great things with foundations, but I think, it's time for him to kind of do something else on his own level.
Well, he still has his show, got a radio show.
Right.
And he's still doing the game show.
And I think the talk show, I'm not going to even lie, when our girl was producing the show, it was just a lot more fun. I'm not going to even lie.
Yeah.
The first couple of seasons, it was a lot more interactive. I was enjoying the interaction with the audience, the topic matter. And then it got too Hollywood for me at one point. Yeah.
You talking about our personal girl.
Yeah,
I know you talking about. Yeah, girl. We ain't gonna drop no names, but she do what she do, baby.
Yes, indeed. But I know Steve is gonna find something else.
Before you get off that subject, have you not noticed how he slowly kind of went back to that now that he's about to be canceled? Have you not noticed that?
Yeah.
He's getting more personal with people, pulling heroes back out that maybe saved people.
Yeah, he's got more community people
that's what he was doing before.
And I think maybe, I don't know if that was a production recommendation, which I think is a great feature. We don't give enough acknowledgments to people who are in our communities doing great things. And I think it's a spotlight. And maybe it was a little too much of a human factor for the network. I don't know.
Too much blackness?
Right.
Too much blackness, or maybe he said a joke on one of his shows on this radio show that pissed people off. Who knows?
Well, you know what? Every other week they accuse Steve of saying something that's, you know, calls him a sellout and all his other stuff.
Well, like, I ain't talking about sellout. You know, you had a woman that was mad because he made fun of our special needs children.
Right, right.
So, and who knows? Ain't I know Steve got something else going on. He gonna be aight.
All right, let's go to a break. It's the Guy Spin Heifer Show.
Straight out of Houston. Houston.
It's the Gossip and Heifers.
Yeah, I just can't stand a lot of silly shit.
To be a moron.
Yeah.
To be moronic.
Exactly. To be a moron.
An imbecile.
Yeah.
Like the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
That's just dumb.
Okay, let the dumb headlines begin, because this is what we do it on Dumbish. Just the most rare interactions that human beings have and stupid things they do.
It's not rare nowadays, though. That's a scary thing.
That's the scary part about it. When somebody breaks into your house, you suspect that they're in there to take things.
Mm.
In this particular case, a woman broke into a house to clean the dishes.
Oh, come on, bitch. Come over here.
And...
Where is that heifer at? Bring her over here.
And play with the dog. Give him, you know, a nice little cuddle session.
So sweet. A happy burglar.
Yeah, so, you know, come in, wash dishes, play with the dog.
Molly made burglars. Yes! Where that heifer at? I'm going to turn the alarm off.
You know,
leave that heifer a snack. And she cleaned up behind herself.
Oh, my God.
Does she do toilets?
But you know what? I've heard several cases of people just breaking in and, you know, either making themselves at home or cleaning the home.
Hey, if you cleaning, I'm cool. Just get out before I realize you're here. Leave me a happy note. I'm like, wow. And then you can introduce yourself. And I'm like, come over anytime. Yes. This ain't dumbish. This is awesome.
And you know what? You were real ignorant, because I know if you had that situation going on for you, all kind of chores be done. I can tell you that now.
Oh, girl. They be like, oh, I did not sign up for Dominatrix.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, yes, you did.
Yeah, clean that tub. Clean everything.
I've never heard of, you know, some traditional folk remedies that include rats. And
that's not voodoo.
This couple ate raw rat meat.
Oh my God, I'm gonna talk about this. Oh my God, I'm gonna be sick. I can't be around it. Oh my God.
I'm gonna do it.
Oh my God.
Look, I'm just telling you, these two decided to have this for a meal, and of course now they're dead.
Of course. You know how nasty rats are, your food?
Like,
and then you raw dogging them?
That's some type of plague. And I'm like, wait a minute. Who says?
That, you know, rats were a cause of a plague.
All the time. History says so.
Yeah, yes. Killed a lot of white folks.
Yeah.
Coming over them boats.
But they supposedly ate it because they said it was supposed to bring good health. Unfortunately, in this circumstance, no.
You're dead. Maybe you have good health in the afterlife.
Maybe. I have no idea. You know, but this, you know, rat in particular has been known to carry a plague, and I don't know how they, if that's a common rat that they have in their area, or, you know, just randomly.
Because I'm saying, if it was a New York rat, they could share one and be full for a week. Them suckers look like dogs. Shoot. What the hell is that?
It's a rat. I thought it was a damn dog.
It looked like Cujo. Cujo! Damn rat! Ow! I ain't doing it. I don't like being.
You know what?
Even though I like them song by Michael Jackson, but I ain't. Ben would not have been my friend. Ben would have been a mousetrap day one. Day one, the movie would have ended in 2 seconds.
Decon cones everywhere. Okay.
Okay. Ben, you was my friend. Can't do it.
And cops give more details on a man who was busted for driving around with his dead wife in the car.
Well, Lord have mercy. I know he white.
Right?
Black folks know we ain't got to do that much.
Well, Oklahoma man was arrested while driving with his dead wife's body and wearing only his underwear.
Oh, that crazy son of a bitch. Oh, you crazy mofo. What the hell? She dead and you in your drawers.
Right?
I'm done. I can't do it no more. I'm done. This is just too much.
And apparently he positioned the woman's body upside down in the passenger seat.
Well, no wonder he got pulled over. Why is this woman's ass in the doggone window? Can you make it more obvious? This is just sick. If you know, whoever her family members are, they need to whoop his ass. Not only did you kill her, you put her ass in the windshield.
Right, and you rolling around in your drawers. Okay, this is what we're doing. This, I don't know what kind of effect this man had, but an employee had told responding detective that two people that had just pulled up to pick up some food, you know, said, you know, this man's over here naked. What's going on?
So he riding up at McDonald's drive-thru with his dead wife ass in the air, and he naked. I'm done. And that's Oklahoma.
No, and I'm just like... The man was 70. No, she was 74. So I'm
so you got an old ass in the windshield. Like, that's even more reason why folks complaining. I'm done. I'm not doing these stories with you no more. I'm over it. I'm done. I want nothing else to do with this.
Now, as a parent, you want to protect your babies.
Yeah.
And I cannot stand this new age of technology where these kids are allowed to bully other children as well as they do on campus. This one mother got fed up because her daughter kept coming home for months and saying that a group of boys were taunting her, making racist and sexual statements to her. Mm-mm. And it went on, and she went through all the procedures that parents should. Nothing has been done. So she got fed up and went up to the school one
morning. There you go, mama.
And cussed the whole classroom out. You mess with my child one more time.
I'ma F you up.
Breathe on. Look on her. If you're over
18. I'ma kick your ass.
Yeah, if you're over 18, I got something for you.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
And you know what pisses me off? Now they're trying to find a way to file charges on this mother.
Mm.
No, file charges on you. You are not doing your damn job.
Especially because they had one boy that was involved, which has been suspended. So if that boy has been suspended, you got to look into the other group he's been hanging with. Because I'm sure it's the same group that's been taunting this girl for months.
This is sad. And how much of a young man are you that you picking on a girl?
And I mean, this is middle school, and I know kids go through the, you know, their little a-hole molds. But at the same time, when it goes beyond the a-hole mold where you are just taunting one particular, you know, person.
Day after day.
And, you know, suicides have been as a result of this type of bullying.
Well, you know, they banned the mother. And you know what? If I was a mother, okay, well, since I can't come on and check on my on campus to check on my child,
right.
My child finna come out.
Come out to school. I'm putting her somewhere else.
I have had a close friend that had to pull her daughter out and homeschool her because she was being bullied.
It's sad. I mean, I've been very fortunate. And I always, you know, as a parent, is concerned about how my child is interacting with the student body.
Well, you ain't got to worry about you getting banned from the school, because I'll take that. I'll take it for the team, baby. His crazy ass auntie will be at the school. And I'm cursing out the staff first.
Right.
Then I'm going to find the little bully and punch him upside the head. like that?
Hands rock the cradle more.
Baby, hands rock the, don't play with it. Folks got to understand how people feel about their children.
I mean, any parent would. And when you have a child that's doing the bullying and constantly messing with a child, you don't sit up there and put your foot down with that situation.
I want them kids being bullied at home.
That could be
could be an outlet at school.
That could be
so home life could be just toe up.
Yeah. Well, I know something else going to be toe up coming to my child.
Your butthole is going to look like a garbage can wide open.
Now, I've been
snickerdoodles hanging out.
Trying to stay away from politics. And unfortunately, I have to talk about this one because, you know, there's another selection for the Trump administration. And we're talking about the White House choice to lead the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Mark Morgan. Now, Mark Morgan did an interview a couple years back with Fox. And he made a statement saying, I've been to the, you know, these detention facilities. I've walked in the houses up to these individuals. And then they're so-called minors, 17 or under. I could just look in their eyes and tell they're going to be a gang member.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
This is the person you select over customs and immigration. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. If this is somebody. Look, Trump always puts people that are either rapists or racists. He likes the R's. Rapists. And racist. That's just how Trump doing it.
That's his favorite letter in the alphabet, R.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm like, you know, why is it everybody that you select has some type of scandal attached to them?
Because they got to be just like him.
And this is what we were just talking about earlier on how this administration is letting this nonsense go by because it allows them to do their dirt. And as long as he can stay in that position for a minute, I can still get my pockets padded. I'm good.
That's really all it's about.
Okay.
They don't care about y'all. Long as they can do all they dirt with an imbecile in office, they gonna do it. Next.
Now, the next story, I'm getting tired of y'all out here doing all these selfies and almost losing your damn life.
Shit, I've heard of some actually died.
Well, look, this latest one is a couple that did a dangerous stunt for an Instagram photo, and it's them hanging off of a moving train.
Oh, they stupid.
Okay.
Because you had one woman that fell off a cliff.
Yeah. Them hanging off of a moving train.
And they white. Yeah, I ain't surprised. What, they hugged up on each other or something?
They're on the side of the train hanging off. Now, you see all this trees on the side of the train here? I don't see no, you know, flat land. All I see is, like, hills and trees.
Yeah, I see a big ditch, a big hole in trees.
The man's hanging off the bottom of the train. The woman's on the top.
Well, at least he's trying to secure her.
But, look, don't make no difference. Do you see how dangerous that is?
Oh, I know. They white, though, Michelle. Look, white folks don't get the excitement like black folks, you know, getting chased and gunned down by the police. So white folks go look for death. People of brown tone don't have to look for it.
Well, it was a Belgian couple, and they were, you know, dangling off this train.
Belgian dip.
And it was a moving train. It wasn't a steel train. The train was moving while they took this picture.
Yeah, okay, good for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hope they get as many likes as they wish. And I hope the station bans they stupid tail.
But the sad part about it is you're going to have copycats. You're going to have other people doing daring, you know, photographs and moments like this just to get a selfie.
And one of y'all going to fall.
Marquee.
And you will be on dumbish. That's all I'm telling you.
All right, let's do it. Time for a break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Gossip and Heifer Show.
Hey, my loves, this is your girl, Monique, and whenever you're on H-Town, you gotta listen to my sister, the Gossipin' Heifers. Don't y'all love that title? The Gossipin' Heifers. Say it like you love it.
I thought we should be alone.
Get that whoop and that other chain and follow me on YouTube.
Let's talk sex.
All right, it is time to put the kids out of the room because it's time to discuss a little sex talk.
Ooh, girl, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and them.
Now, for those ladies that are expecting, you might be a little skeptical on having sex, and some of y'all already know.
Girl, they be horny.
That's the best time to have sex.
That's when you're the horniest. Them hormones just be raging, make your head pop off.
Don't be doing no nutty professor thing, okay?
Girl, that's when it's moist and wet.
Yes. So, I mean... Once you get pregnant, hormones are going crazy.
Yes.
Your body's changing. And some women, you know, don't really give a damn about the body changing when it comes to the belly. Because some of us get a little too self-cautious, not realizing we have a life going inside of us. So, yes, your stomach is going to expand.
Yeah.
So, at the same time, there's magical things going on with the vagina.
Oh, girl.
Magical.
Do you believe in magic?
Girl.
Yes. It's fairy dust everywhere.
So let's discuss the benefits of having sex while you're pregnant. Now, it could be the best sex of your life.
And
now,
for his life.
Ooh, girl. Let me tell you something. Once your partner has sex with you when you're pregnant, you will not be able to keep them off of you.
Not unless they want them a-holes and think they're going to hit the baby in the head. And I'm like, dude, if you not hang like an elephant or a dog on a horse, trust me, the baby's safe.
Right. Having sex while you are pregnant is the best sex in the world. It's better than regular sex, to be honest with you.
Oh, is it really?
You are so ignorant. I mean, you have to ask, if we had a man here that's ever had the pregnancy experience.
Pregnancy wound.
Okay, yes. He will testify to you to this day.
He may be quiet for 5 seconds. Right. Ooh, Lord.
He reminiscing.
Girl, he's going to be talking about that coochie like his hoe cakes. That's a southern thing. So the South know what I'm talking about.
If you're not from the South, you don't know about hoe cakes. You got to look it up. But that's a wonderful experience. And orgasms are also twice as powerful.
Woo!
Wait till you have one during pregnancy. It's like a roller coaster ride in the bedroom.
Girl.
I'm telling you.
It's like, you know, Disneyland or something. It's a warm world after all.
Shut the hell up. Number one, because you have extra blood flow down there.
It's wet.
So it gets swollen a bit easier.
Oh, girl, right. You talking about the grip. Got that Hulk grip on that penis. You're not going anywhere.
And, you know, there's another benefit. You can have multiple orgasms while you're pregnant.
Oh, now that's really beneficial. Right? Yes. I will go with that.
Now, let's just say if you versus you regularly versus you pregnant, mm-hmm. you may have sex every, you have a consistency, but when you're pregnant, oh my God, you all want it time. Back to back all the time.
Mm. You tell us some steam on in this undercarriage. He may be like, baby, come on, slow down. Oh my back's God, soaked.
You stupid heifer. I promise you.
Better get you some Wheaties. Yes, get that back strong.
And you also get creative with positions because, of course, you want to be comfortable. Your partner wants to be comfortable. And you want to make, hey, everything that's growing inside of you is all good.
So the side and doggy style.
That's the best.
And she on top.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yes.
But depending on, you know, like I said, how that belly's going, honey, you may have to look at the first two options versus her on top.
Well, side and back work with me. Let's get this going.
Because, I mean, unless you have been pregnant, you just do not know the physical ailments your body goes through the whole time you're pregnant.
Big old boobies, big old belly.
Swollen feet and ankles, and Lord have mercy. Well,
he ain't messing with your ankles. Know your feet.
Really? Got to save the bondage for later. Your baby's movements may mess up your groove now.
What?
Where they throw you off your concentration or your, you know, because if a baby may kick, you know, when you're having sex.
Oh, I'm sure your mama's excited. It ain't because of you, man. It's because mama is excited. And the baby get excited. So the more that mama is happy, the baby's happy.
And this is outside the belly. We're not talking about no inner vagina experience. So if the baby starts to kick, you know, in the belly during a sexual act.
Just keep going. He'll lay down and go to sleep in a minute. Soon as mama pass out, he'll pass out.
Oh my God. So do not be nervous when you feel the baby move. That's just a natural reaction.
And that's a good thing.
Right. And
the
especially
baby's healthy and alive.
Depending on how, you know, what time of day your baby's more active. Because I know for, you know, my baby, at night.
He was a little heathen. Like, little club baby. Come on, go to sleep. He was a club baby.
Yes,
it
Lord.
It seemed like as soon as it hit 9:30, 10 o'clock, there he go.
Right. Now, you may experience some contractions when you have an orgasm.
Oh, that's another thing that's good for sex.
Yes.
It makes that baby come out better.
Your third trimester, you may already be experiencing some Braxton Hicks contractions. Now, these Braxton's. Can be triggered by many things.
Braxton Family Values.
Including the orgasm. No one told me that, you know, you have to have a big orgasm. Your belly gets super round and hard. While Ooh. It's scary at first, and you'll Google these results, but it's perfectly natural.
So, it's just not the coochie that's hard and swollen. The belly swelling up. Everything just joining in. In sync together. This is beautiful.
Oh, my God. Now, the sex can be a lot messier because, you know, period sex ain't got nothing on pregnancy sex. It's normal to experience a lot of vaginal discharge when you're pregnant.
Men don't mind. Men like the wet. Trust me, they're going to be okay.
You know, as your mucus plug is loosening up, that doesn't mean that it's weird. You know, it's just a discharge that happens while you're pregnant. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, because men are going to feel a difference. They're going to know it's a lot more warm. It's a little bit more snug and a lot more blood flow is going on there.
You're
going
to have a lot of men looking for pregnant women after this. I'm just telling you. Y'all better get a hold of your baby mamas. It's about to go down.
You are so stupid. Now, realize that you're contracting your muscles when you're experiencing orgasms. That's actually good for you preparing for the birth of your baby.
Hey.
Okay.
So how you got them in there is how you get them out.
Oh, the ignorance, I
promise
you. I'm
just saying, you know, it's a circle of life.
No, it does. I mean, because sometimes when you end up having sex, it helps, you know, a lot with the easing of the pregnancy symptoms. Mm-hmm. And actually when you're getting ready to give birth. So, you know, that's a good way to prep as well as enjoy yourself.
Yes.
And it's totally a safe way to connect with your partner because, you know, hey, you got me in this predicament.
Thank you.
And so we can...
So satisfy me. And help me get out of this predicament.
Dirty dog.
You stupid. Next time we use a rubber.
You know, because, you know, we were talking about sex can actually help ease the pregnancy symptoms. You know, getting it on can be like a workout itself. You know, in fact, sex serves as many as up to some physical perks as a session on your sneakers. So if you're used to going to the gym, you're not able to actually go as much as you used to, that would help take place of your physical activity.
Oh, well. Well, you know, that's why I wonder why all these little health apps don't have sex on it. Have you noticed that?
That's true.
Fib, Samsung, Health Thing. I'm sure Apple got one.
That's a physical contribution that you're doing.
Yeah, y'all need to put boning on them. Got a boner.
I want to do the boning workout, baby.
That's right. That's the one I'm going to do, baby. Hold on.
We need to come up with that app.
We do.
And it also lowers your blood pressure. So having a healthy blood pressure is always a good thing because I know when I was pregnant, I did have high blood pressure, hypertension, and swelling. So that is actually another way of, that's a beneficial way to help you through your pregnancy.
And beets.
The beets and the watermelon always come up in the conversation.
Baby, that's always good. We used to talk about hypertension and high blood pressure. Beets and watermelon.
And after, you know, pregnancy, you're going to get some good sleep. But after you have sex, oh my God. It's like, you know, just a dream sleep. Real good.
Speaking from experience.
Right, exactly. And you know I am.
I bet you getting excited over there.
Okay.
That's almost orgasms. 16 years ago.
And orgasms signal the release of a feel-good hormone that can release your tolerance for pain. So, post-sex, you might not be as bothered by an achy back or a crampy leg. So, look at these benefits to help you out with these pregnancy symptoms.
I know my punk ass. That wouldn't help. I'm going to still be hurting. I don't know tolerance. That's why I'm not a mother.
Now, your baby will benefit, too. Ooh. Not only will pregnancy sex not hurt your little one, but many of those perks can come your way and do good things for your baby. Like, for instance, you're burning a few extra calories. Mm-hmm. You can make a bit more easier for you to avoid gaining too much weight during pregnancy. And a stronger immune system can help shield from effects of the cold or the flu.
Now, that's good.
That is good because, you know, most of the time... Well, for both the mother and the baby, because if you are a pregnant woman, you know, very leery of taking too much medication.
Yeah, this is true.
Unless it's approved by your doctor. So if there's a natural remedy that you can use versus medication, that's definitely a better option.
Well, I know mama was complaining about headaches a lot. She wouldn't take no Tylenol, no aspirin, no nothing.
No, them pregnancy headaches, no joke. Because you'll get one and it just pops up out the blue. And you're like, okay, let me just sit down and chill because I can't take nothing right now.
Oh, then your husband come over there and pull out his wank. His junk. How about you take this junk?
You know what?
It's all natural.
Be quiet, okay? And having sex during pregnancy may lead to better postpartum experience. Mm. You know, strong pelvic floor can help you prepare your body for both childbirth and recovery that comes afterwards. And when you have an orgasm, there are fun ways to tone that area. You know, even more of a workout, like it's like doing Kegels.
Oh!
Okay? So when you're doing these Kegels, you know, you're mentally and physically preparing not only for the birth of your baby, but aftermath, you have to also consider that after you get your stitches and then, you know, depending on what kind of birth you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once you get that together, because a lot of women
definitely won't do that.
Right. Because a lot of women have postpartum depression when they have a baby. You cry for no reason. You're depressed for no reason. And it should be a happy occasion. That's not
always the case.
And
all you need is a little dick in your life, is what you're saying.
You know what? That's pretty much it.
Girl! I remember that song. You need some in your life. You need some. So men, if your woman is pregnant.
Yes.
Dick her down. Make her happy. Healthy baby. Amen. Yes.
You know what? Go into a break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Gospel Heifer Show.
Hello. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Candy. And you're listening to the Gossiping Heifer.
All right, we are back, and it's time for Ask a Heifer.
Ask Me Heifer.
We want the letters. We want the voicemails. So if you have a letter you want to send in, keep it real and send it to gossipingheifers@gmail.com, or a voicemail can be left at 832-410-1368.
I like those better.
Yeah.
The voicemails. I like to hear the voice, the tone.
Yes, the tone and everything tells you a lot about the person. So the letter reads, I have a coworker who was unhappy with his job and isn't shy to say so. If you greet him in the morning, he'll say, man, I hate this job. I'm sick of this place. Then he'll go on to talk about his supervisor and his coworkers.
Oh, okay.
Never does he talk about the projects he's working on and how he doesn't like a person or that. It's always negative. He is a real downer and can turn any good morning into a bad one quickly. I try to avoid even having conversations and hoping that he will get the hint that his comments about coworkers that I happen to admire make me uncomfortable. Oh. But he doesn't get it. Should I go to human resources or should I just tell him point blank to stop? I don't want to start an argument in the middle of the office.
Ain't got to be no argument.
Right.
Put this shit to the up. You are negative.
Right.
I don't need your negative energy. Just tell him that when you see him coming, the moment he opened his the lip curl,
okay.
Your negative energy needs to be gone.
It's draining me. I can't take it. And you need to be point blank. That's not a human resource issue. So what you need to do is have a lunch and say, look, every time we have a conversation, it's always negative. You're always talking about this place. Mm. And you need to realize, do you know how hard it is to even obtain employment consistently with benefits?
Oh, you can blackmail him. You can record him talking about all his coworkers and the person that signed his check. And then when you say, look, I recorded you talking trash. If you don't get out of my face.
Right.
I'm going to show them.
So I really want, you know, you to be upfront with the person. Don't even beat around the bush, because I think going to human resource number one is going to cause a little bit more drama than you're anticipating.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, a person can appreciate when you 100 with them.
And then too, he may not really want to be fired.
Right.
He doesn't want to complain.
Right.
But he know he need that check.
Right.
And if you go to human resources, he may get fired.
Right.
So just put him in check.
You don't want to cause element in the office between you and this person because you went to human resources. The human resources may even look at you like, are you serious? Why didn't you just go to lunch and have a conversation? Okay. So just have a conversation.
But you never know that his boss inside his check may be petty.
Right.
And may not appreciate. And then if he ain't talking about no projects, he probably ain't working.
Right.
So he may be on the cutting block soon anyway.
And trust me, everybody has worked a job they do not like. But at the time, you are taking this employment because you need it. It's not going to be forever. Mm. So just stop complaining about it. Get your paycheck, do your duties, and that's go right. home.
And get out of my face. Out my face, out my face.
So that's what I'm going to recommend, is that you go have a conversation with them. And if they're still complaining afterwards, just, you know, let them know, hey, look, you already know how I feel about this. I'm not feeling the conversation. So you're going to have to, you know, socialize elsewhere.
Yeah, I had that conversation kind of close to them coworkers he talking about. And bring it up, you know. But you know, certain people know who to come to with that BS.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, we were just talking about me having, I don't have a resting B face, but I'm not as approachable
right.
to people. And it's not that I'm not approachable. I choose not to be. Because BS like this, I don't want to hear. Go away.
And you will get somebody that just lingers to you, and they just get real clingy to your personality because you want to be polite. And I'm like, oh my God, no.
Like you.
You know what? I've cut short though.
Now, no, I've been trying.
I've been doing better. You have to admit, I've been doing better.
Girl.
Cutting stuff short, okay?
Just think about what Michael Jackson said in The Wiz.
What was that?
You can't get nowhere carrying a heavy load. They got to roll their own boat.
Solid advice to this day, okay?
Michael Jackson.
All right. Been a great show. We appreciate everybody tuning in. But before we go.
Oh, where are we going, Heifer?
Have you ever dated an only child? Those are special circumstances when you date an only child, because they're not, you know, in competition with siblings or have a bond. Only children have a certain way that they are brought up.
Like yours.
Right.
He's the only child.
He's the only child.
But I've never dated an only child. I must say that. Thank God.
So, yeah, if you haven't dated an only child, there's some things you may want to keep in mind when dating an only child, because it's a whole different circumstances when you're dating an only child.
I can already tell I ain't got time for it. But go ahead. I can already tell by the way this is going.
You know, nothing is private. You know, they don't have their siblings to share everything with, so they share everything with their parents. That may be one downfall.
No.
But it depends. You know, you can share certain things with your parents.
Certain
things, not everything, if that's like, the case.
Her tongue is like kiss the group. She wrapped it all around me. That's something I don't want your mom and dad to know. She wants it all night long.
But you
gotta, that's something else.
Imagine that, you know, they tell their parents everything because, like, you and I, we have each other to talk to.
Yeah.
And confide in. Yeah. Now, if it was just a solo act, who else am I going to talk to besides my parents?
Girl. Okay. I would hope you find a friend. Right. I mean, you have one friend that you've been having for years. I think Mark would end up being that friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And you know, but you know, not everybody has that.
No.
Friends for years.
Yes. Cause
I, you know, I have Candy, I have Renee, I have Brian and his wife Jennifer.
There's some on lease. Them too. Yeah, but there's some on lease.
Well, those folks I just named ain't on lease. And Jermaine, they not on lease.
Okay. And their big news is huge. You know, in their family, the one child celebrates everything. Everything's big with them.
So rotten, you know, turds. Like, all about me, 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 me.
No. Let's just say, you know, you're dating them. They just got a promotion at their job. They share it with their family. And before you know it, you go over there for dinner. And it's a big old party for his promotion.
Well, you know, if it's good grub, I'm all good.
Right?
It's all good. If it's family cool, it's all good. But I think the conflict will come in being, especially if I was to date someone, speaking of me, being that I'm the baby, it'd be a problem.
Yeah, I know it would.
Because I'm spoiled.
Yes, a true...
And I'm gonna tell you what I need with the fingers popping. Hear that?
So yeah. Stupid.
Let's snap. Let's get to it.
And you'll have a helper nurse whether you want it or not. Now his parents cannot turn off the urge to take care of him. You know what I mean?
Well, good. Let's work for me. Take care of some other stuff that I don't feel like doing. Okay?
I mean, because you know, if he's not feeling well, and if his parents get wind of him not being well, of course his mama gonna be like, "Let me bring over some soup. You got enough medication."
I
mean, if she wants to, it's different. If she wants to drop something off,
can you be at least the one to give him the hot bath,
right?
With the alcohol, if he got fever to break the fever, can I do that? I know you ain't seen his testes this long. You don't want to see him right now.
He's so stupid. Only you take it there.
Anyway,
it's the truth. They may talk a lot. Now, they don't have to compete with the siblings, the attention factor, but their parents want to hear about all their days and updates. I mean, you know, with me having the only child, that is true. I want to hear about everything that occurred in this day, if possible.
Yeah, I want to, too. I'm auntie.
Right.
But now, look, I think that's healthy in a way, because you don't want a broken person.
Right.
But, I mean, if they're talking every single day, all day,
confiding in their parents is going to be something they do on a regular basis.
But you know what? I think if you have a close relationship with your parents like we do,
mm-hmm.
even though I got you, Heifer, I still talk to mom and dad about things.
Right. I understand that.
You know, and it's healthy to have so much closeness, and it can be unhealthy when it's overboard.
Overboard. And consult on decisions extensively. You know, used to having their parents who are deeply invested in everyday decisions, because they'll come and talk to them like, you know, do you think this is a good move for me? Do you think I should go for this job? And they will open to that information. So that's going to be the same thing as they get older.
No, I'm like, if you married or in a relationship that's going towards that. See, that's
something different.
No, but I'm saying if you're in a serious relationship, y'all may be living together,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to get married or married, you need to be consoling to your spouse.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. But at the same time, this has been their only resource for a long period of time.
Newsflash.
I don't think they have to adjust to letting somebody else that they're dating in that space.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand.
Get with the program.
And they may talk a lot. You know, they didn't have time to compete with siblings and, sticking out at dinner. So, you know, at dinner, I think about our family dinners. It's very entertaining. Number one.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm the one that will say almost anything. You just a fool be checking folks. And most of our family just stiff, you know. We like the black sheep. So we got to, you know, kind of
cool
shake it up a little.
Sheep.
So yeah, cool black sheep. Yeah. Who's the black sheep? Where's the black?
Oh, you know what? You've been on that black sheep kick for a minute.
I don't know what's going on with you. Just because I was twerking in front of mama and singing black sheep. Don't go there.
You know what? Never mind.
That's how close we are.
Okay, and alone time is important, okay? Naturally, they're more used to spending more time alone because they don't have siblings to invade their space.
Well, that's good. That means I get a chance to miss you.
So, I mean, with some people may not be used to it right off. They are quiet. They want to spend some alone time. And some people are like, okay, why don't you want to spend time with me? It's just an alone factor.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a sibling. I want some alone time.
Right.
My long time normally consists of you. That's a long time to me.
Yeah, that is a long time.
It ain't fully alone.
And they may be a bit peculiar. They really don't need to ask a sibling about what color wallpaper he or she wanted in the shared room. Bad taste. So, I mean, not necessarily bad taste, but they're just so used to just saying what I want is going to happen. And
well, no.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where a problem may occur.
It's sure going to be a problem. Because your taste sucks. That's not cute.
Oh,
I don't want
God.
Olive green walls. No.
No. Oh, God. You just made
I mean, like, what if they had that kind of taste?
No. We're going
to. Oh, they like the plaid and stripes. And,
a definite conversation.
You know, like the deep Caucasian. But you know, a lot of white folks have a lot of patterns. And I, you know, that kind of, I can't do it. I like solid.
You gave
with
me
accent
a,
color.
You gave me a flash when we were house shopping, and I Girl. Was like, half them houses. I was like, do you know the remake we're going to
Let
do
me
over
say
here?
Something. If I was not dizzy from the doggone wallpaper, then it was the cat piss. I mean, it was just too much. Too much.
And if you happen to have siblings, oh, best believe they're going to get real attached real quick because that's something they never had. They never had siblings. So if you guys are at a point where you may actually get married, you know, they're going to be like, okay.
Hanging with your brother, your sister.
Right.
I'm like, boy, I just got licorice thongs. What you doing? Stop talking to Reggie.
Wait, okay.
Quentin.
You are dumb.
Where is Quentin?
No arguments. They don't like no arguments because where did they get the practice from? We had the practice because back and forth there was going to be a disagreement along them.
We fought like cats and dogs. Right. Back in the day. We got better as we got to high school. And who would have known we'd be so close?
Ugh. Anyway.
Oh, you punk.
Telling you. So, you know, arguments is something that they don't like. And even though we are siblings, we don't like that arguing.
Nah, but we know each other very well.
Right.
We know what's going to strike a nerve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like talking over me, just being straight disrespectful, busting me out in front of folks. Oh, that's going to get a black eye. We're not doing that.
And they are go-getters. They're very ambitious. Their parents only had them to focus on. So they were always told they could do anything.
Oh,
even though most kids do get that kind of reassurance from their parents. But at the same time, when you are the only child, all that energy is doed on them.
That's too much. I'm tired already just talking about it.
I was saying, you sounded tired just a minute ago.
I will never date an only child person.
Okay. Those are just a few things you have to look forward to should you decide to date somebody who is an only child.
Ooh, God bless you.
That's going to do it for the Gossip and Heifers. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. And we are also looking for you to become one of our sponsors.
Yes.
We're talking about worldwide advertising, whether you have a single to debut and let the public hear it, or you have a business or an event. Hey, hit us up at gossipandheifers@gmail.com for more information, or visit our website, gossipandheifers.com. So until next time, people,
peace. I holla.